to ask me a couple days back, what role does anger play in my life now? I think that it's definitely been a topic of conversation over the years of just me and my anger and how quick to anger and how extreme that anger could be. And it definitely has lessened a lot. I'm not 100% sure all the reasons why. It just has taken a lot of work and some of it has just been, I don't know, time and maturing. Like, as much work as it has been, I also know that I don't feel like I have actively been doing, it doesn't feel like work sometimes. It's hard to explain. I think that the work part of that is the analysis, the counseling. Sometimes I end up thinking about one thing or fixing that one thing and it solves other problems. Like expressing my emotions, whether it be anger or otherwise. But if I think about it too, if I am able to express vulnerability more, then I'm probably expressing anger less. Because a lot of anger for me is rooted in something else, like pain. And so I think that there's a lot of different ways to go about, you know, expressing your emotions or expressing anger differently. And I think I've been kind of doing it from both ends of it, where one end of it, I was so focused on one end of it for so long, and that was not trying to understand those emotions better or anything, but it was just like, hey, I'm feeling this feeling and I'm angry and I'm upset and I'm frustrated and therefore I'm expressing it in this elevated way, but is there a better way I can express it? Yes. And then just try, I don't know. I think there was a lot of resistance for a long time too, because for me, I would get really frustrated when I was in conversation with somebody and I was getting heated because the content of the conversation was frustrating. And I would focus a lot on the fact that I didn't want someone to care about my delivery. Like, that I was like, hey, focus on the words that I am saying. Focus on the content. Yeah, I'm very upset. I'm elevated. My volume and my tone are not super nice right now. But the words I'm saying matter. And I just, it's one of those things that I've just had to get over as well. Because I feel like, hey, if someone's frustrated, this makes sense. Like, the fact that you would speak in such a manner to a specific person in your life in a certain state makes sense to me when you are feeling those feelings. But I've had to, like, reverse engineer that, too, and just be like, not reverse engineer, but I've had to really pay more attention, and I've had to accept the thing that I didn't want to for a long time, and that was that the content can't be heard. What I am saying can't be heard because of my delivery, which is frustrating, because I feel like if someone is yelling at me and they're making good points, I'm hearing the points. Yeah, I know they're yelling, but I can still understand English. And it's like some people can't understand English if you're yelling at them. All of a sudden, everything goes out the window, then they get elevated, and then they get defensive and whatever else. And that's not, I just don't operate on that same level necessarily as a lot of people where I've had these interactions with, that just because I'm elevated, they get elevated. I'm like, hey, I'm elevated because of these actions that maybe you have done that I'm trying to speak to you about. And you're getting elevated because I'm pointing it out. So it's interesting, because I have been able to just accept that and move forward with changing my approach. But there's so many combinations of things of like, when I was just thinking about my approach, it was really hard. But then doing all this other work on this end, that was like, I guess confronting my own feelings, understanding my own feelings better. It's been working at both ends to come to a better place. And I find that I definitely feel as though how I communicate is much better now. And it feels better to communicate that way too. It's still frustrating when I feel like I'm not allowed to express myself, because I know that I feel like I'm not allowed to express myself in a certain way. I'm like, yeah, but that's the way that I'm feeling. So you're saying I'm not allowed to have my feelings? And then it's like, well, no, you can have valid, your feelings are valid, but you should be expressing them in a specific way so it's not an affront to somebody else. Anyway, again, I've gotten way better with it, but it's still something I'm working on. Because again, someone can yell at me and is that a nice feeling? No, it's not. But if they're yelling at me because I was really selfish and really careless and I screwed something up big time, I would understand their frustration. I'd probably appreciate it if they were more patient and forgiving, sure. But I would also understand, okay, you're super frustrated. I screwed up. I get it. I have to own that. And it's still frustrating to me when people can't own that or don't own that because of the tone. But it's also really interesting that despite the fact that I have much more control over my tone and my volume and my approach in speaking about things, that sometimes it doesn't matter because the content is the same. And some people don't want to hear the content. They don't want constructive criticism, or they don't want to be told that what they're doing maybe isn't positive. So no matter what, they're getting defensive and they can't handle it, even though my approach has definitely changed over the course of time. So that just, I don't know, it just furthers that frustration of like, I know it's not just about the way that I'm speaking, it's the things I'm saying. You don't want to hear what I'm saying because you don't want to be at fault, because you want to believe that you're perfect or whatever it is. Anyway, I do find that I am getting less angry less often. So like frequency and the extremes, like the, I can't think of the word I'm looking for, but the frequency and the extremity, which is not the word I'm looking for, has been less, for sure. So I think that's also helped me to not express things in a certain manner, because I don't feel it as much or in the same way that I used to. I'm definitely trying to get... I lost my train of thought. It's definitely more on my mind than it was before, and I think there's been momentum that's been built up with how I've been able to handle certain situations, so that's easier for the next time and the next time and the next time. It's been a lot of positive changes have been made, I think, over time. And I think in some aspects the past 2 years, or in this past 1 year even, I think I've seen or noticed or interpreted more progress in this area than I have in the past, you know, like 6-7 years, that it's been a more of a focus of mine. I think that it's just, yeah, I've been able to just, again, there's so many things that might play a role, right? Like living environment, things like exercise, diet, sleep, having, like, accepting certain things in life and trying to get over things quicker. I think all of that has played a role. However, I will say, so how does anger play a role in my life currently? I mean, it's still something that I feel. It's still something that I express. It's still something that's there. I think that it's an indicator, right? And it's an indicator of something. It doesn't necessarily mean, oh, I am angry at this person, therefore it is all their fault, and I should be angry at them, and what the anger means is that they're an idiot, and they can't do anything right. Like, no. It could be, I am angry because I don't know how to interpret the situation. because I don't know how to express myself, because I don't even really know how I feel about this, because I'm confused or conflicted, having mixed emotions. Like, there's a lot of reasons that anger can be there. And I think using diffusion methods too, which I had used for things like sadness a lot of times, I think I've been transferring that to anger more subconsciously. And this, I haven't been using my diffusion methods as active, like as deliberately as I had been in the past, where I really had to be like, hey, let's diffuse this and let's take this apart. Be like, I'm feeling sad right now. Okay, why am I sad? I'm sad because of this. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, now I'm not anxious about it. And therefore, I'm just like, okay, yeah, you're sad because this is a sad thing. This happened a long time ago, but it can still make you sad, and that's okay. And now you understand it, so you're not as sad. That's basically how that works for me with diffusion, and I've been doing that with anger more recently too. But again, I'm just making, like, sometimes I feel like I'm in a position that's a lose-lose, and that is probably one of the times I get the most angry, is when someone else, is how I would word it, is putting me in a position that's a lose-lose position. And there's a lot of examples of that, but, like, if I can't control the outcome, no matter what I do in the most positive way, that the outcome isn't positive, there's just kind of like a lesser of two evils situation, it's harder for me to use diffusion methods, because it's like, I'm doing the best that I can, and I'm still getting screwed over. So having to just accept that is where I have to get to, and it is not that easy for me at this time. I've definitely been getting better with it. So I think what I was also explaining to my friends was that for a long time, you know, I've heard this, I don't know, what is it, a Buddhist type thing or something, old school, you know, quote that was like, feeling or holding on to anger or holding on to hatred is like drinking the poison and expecting the other person to die, something of that nature. And it's like, well, no, I'm holding it. I'm the one who's poisoning myself with this. And although I've been hearing that, I don't even know the first time I heard it. It's got to be like over 10 years ago, I'm sure. Theory and practice are different. So in theory, I understood it. I got it. But I just really didn't know. Like, I felt like I think that I just let my anger have so much control of me. Or I let my emotions have so much control versus like, no, I can change how I feel about that emotion. Like, I can say, yeah, I am angry. I don't have to be angry that I'm angry. And I think that's a big difference. I don't think I've expressed it like that till now, but like, I think a lot of the time I'd be angry that I was angry, or I was angry that I was hurt, or I was angry that I was put in a position. And now it's like, hey, this is the position. Yeah, that's really frustrating. That's whatever, but what are you gonna do about it? And as soon as I can decide, okay, this sucks, and no matter what I do, it sucks, but this is what I'm going to do about it, it's a lot easier. So that's kind of where I'm at with anger in my life. It is still something that I definitely struggle with. It's something that I still feel a lot of and still am doing a lot of work with. So yeah, anger in my life and how that plays a role.